Hey, it's BB, and it's my bedtime, and that means that I am lying naked in bed overthinking, because that's what I do. And today I got thinking about how I self-identify, and what all these terms mean that we use to categorize ourselves. I mean, ideally, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need to label ourselves, but there are some pretty practical applications for labels. You know, male meets female. It's if the male is heterosexual and the woman is homosexual, and the male's attracted to the woman, it would be helpful for him to know that she's homosexual and that his desired outcome of a heterosexual relationship would not be possible. You know, so in practice, they make sense. And I was thinking about how I have self-identified, and historically, I've identified as heterosexual and female, and I do definitely identify as female. That's something that's never really been a question for me. I don't know, but being heterosexual, you know, and I think I'm with a lot of people out there that, you know, I believe that all of these things of sexual identity and gender identity and all the whatever identities are fluid and they change over time and they are on a spectrum and all of that. But in just sort of looking at my own sexual evolution, there's more to it than just simply being heterosexual. And I guess I've been wondering what people think about where are the parameters, or do there even need to be parameters of these identifications? So for example, as someone who identifies as heterosexual, I find women beautiful and erotic and sometimes a turn-on, and I have played with women and really have enjoyed, completely sober, kissing and fondling and, you know, being naked with and playful with and familiar with another woman. But I have no desire to go down on a woman or finger a woman or even, you know, touch a woman's cunt. I just don't. That doesn't appeal to me. I'm not going to say it puts me off, but it's just, yeah, no thank you. Whereas when I think about similar intimate acts with a man, there's a very different way that I feel about it. And the best thing I can describe, the best way I can describe it is it's just more sort of essential primal reaction. You know, I find that when I look at men or, you know, have an experience with a man, it happens somewhere much deeper inside me than with a woman. And yeah, I just realized that huge, like, wordplay there. It wasn't intentional. But I mean that in a, you know, psychologically deeper way. As well as maybe physically deeper as well. So what is that? Is that what people refer to as being heteroflexible? I don't know. So, you know, if you've had nothing better to do with your last 5 minutes than to listen to me, I'd be curious to know your thoughts on the topic.